Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're talking about decisions and choices and the effect that they have and the ability to influence our course through this life. When you think about it, it's really, really interesting. It can be very, very daunting. But each step, each moment in life, we are making decisions and choices that influence our life in incredible ways, and sometimes in ways that we may not actually really, really be aware of and may not know necessarily just what impact they're going to have on our future. Because of that, it's really, really true that we never make small decisions. There's no such thing as small decisions. And so this week we want to explore the influence of decision making on living our best life possible, because that's often what we all want. My first tip this week is to try and get in touch with that idea of what your best life is. And ultimately, no one can actually tell us what that is. That's wholly and solely within our jurisdiction. It's our job to determine what values we choose to live by and what we think would be a meaningful and best authentic life. But I have some areas to consider. So often when we think about the domains of a life well lived, we think in terms of creativity, in terms of family, in terms of recreation or relationship with challenges, whether they be physical, mental, spiritual. We think about domains of peace and calm, of connection, of community, impact and change, all of the above. And there's no reason why you couldn't have all of those areas and try and have the best life possible across all of those domains. Once you've gotten in touch with the different areas of life that you consider to be of value and importance, then setting some goals around some of those areas can be really, really important. None of those things happen by accident. We have to take ourselves to some of those things. We have to place ourselves in that area of life. We have to take ourselves to those things in order to experience them and have them happening, particularly if we want to have them on an ongoing basis. I guess it's really, really important. I'm always encouraging people to consider that goals can be doors in our life that we choose to walk through, but there can also be windows. There might be more than one way to get to where we'd like to go to, and that we're not actually 100% sure of which way is going to be the best way. And that's why it can be really, really important to have some flexibility built into our goal setting process, because if we want to optimize every available opportunity, there's a really good chance that life may have some things in store for us that we couldn't have planned, and we just have to seize that opportunity and take the step that makes sense for us. I guess it's also really, really important to consider that our values are aspirations. We always have something further to work towards when it comes to living a life in line with our values. But goals are actually time limited. They can be very specific and they can be limited to particular periods of time. And I think it can be really, really important to make that distinction and to see the difference between those values and goals, because if we're aiming for bang for our buck, we need to be, setting some very, very firm and concrete goals to make sure we're doing the things that are in line with our values. And then when it comes to choices, I'd encourage everyone to bring it right down, bring it right back, and focus on each decision that we make can actually be a decision to move towards some of those goals or those values that we have in our life. Obviously, it's really, really important that we are kind to ourselves in this process and not be too hard with ourselves, because that will stop us from engaging with goal setting. There's nothing more dispiriting or impactful to our motivation than being too hard and too firm. It's also really important to be committed. So you decide your best life this week with Mind Games.